Hey, do you have time for a short? I hope so. This may not be my best work. I've been seeing this article for a while, like Skeptics and Seeker Shorts. I've been seeing this article for a while, and I've been skipping over it for a while, but it just keeps popping up. So I'm just gonna go for it here. This is Faithwire. Satan's ultimate goal. Christian woman accuses Starbucks of firing her for opposing pride display. Okay, let me just say, if we just take the headline as read, that she opposed, some company policy, some company display, in a way that was disrespectful or damaging to the company, she should get fired. All right, end of story. I don't know why this is a controversy. That's fireable, especially in an at-will state. You're gone. All right, this is not a civil rights issue. This is not a freedom of religion issue. This is a you are fucking with our company, and so you're out of here kind of issue. All right, this is America. This may not work that way where you are from. It works that way here. So this is a non-issue, a nothing burger. I didn't even want to talk about it. But when you get into the details, it's something that I don't even want to talk about even more. But let's see. A now former Starbucks employee is claiming the Seattle-based coffee cafe fired her after she openly objected to the company's Pride Month display. And let's be very clear. This is a fundy, evangelical fundy nut job type. She is just openly objecting to homosexuals. Okay? She's just openly objecting to everything that is against her God's design. This display really has nothing to do with it, and I can imagine that she caused a lot of friction there. But let's see some of what she said. Let's see. The display and policy, she said, doesn't go along with God's word. Okay, we're done. We're done again. Lady, you don't work for a church, and you don't work for a religious state. You work for a secular company. They don't have to do anything that goes along with God's word. Who gives a damn in this setting what God's word is? That's just not a thing. So you want to create this problem because it doesn't go along with God's word. So let's forget the whole LGBT display and what it said or what their policies are. It doesn't go along with God's word. That was enough for you. Anyway, let's not get lost in the side issues. You're a fundy nut job, crazy wacko who should not have a job. That's who you are. Okay? You should only work in churches. In fact, you should only work in churches that agree with your particular formulation of God's word. Because if you're upset is that some private secular company put up a display that doesn't go along with God's word, you're unhirable. I wouldn't hire you. You're unhirable. Heck, Christians wouldn't hire you. Because your idea of what is aligned with God's word is going to differ from a lot of Christians too. They don't need that headache. So you've just announced yourself as someone who's unhirable. So you better win a lot of money because you're not going to get a job. Goes on, prior to working at Starbucks, I knew nothing about it except that it was considered a bougie coffee shop. Let me just stop you right there. You care so much that your employer is in alignment with God's word, but you didn't do any research. again, shut up. That's on you. That again is on you. Why are we talking about this? This is stupid. You care so much. And yet you just signed the dotted line because you wanted the money. Let's see. Trice, this person's name, who worked for Starbucks for 2 years, said she started working at the cafe because the company offered tuition assistance for Arizona State online program. She was fired from her job in 2022, she said in the video. Okay, you worked there for 2 years. You didn't realize that they were a company that was not in alignment with God's word over 2 years? You stayed because you wanted the goddamn money. You don't give a damn about God's word. You wanted the money. That's what you wanted. But, you know, when these issues started heating up and becoming real topics, then suddenly you cared about God's word. You were probably done with the company anyway by then. 2 years. Yeah, you got the tuition you wanted. Now you can care about God's word. And why not go for a wrongful termination lawsuit while you're at it, right? There's no there, people. But let's go on. The employee said she was willing to call a transgender thing, folks. This is something that heated up only recently. It's always been there. It's just that nobody cared. Now certainly people care. So this is one of those. Starbucks has not changed their policies. They are Starbucks. They are what they have always been. There's no secret about that. So the employee said she was willing to call the transgender identifying staffer. You know, so there's some staffer at the Starbucks where she works that's transgender. Let me just let you in on a little secret. There's a staffer at every Starbucks that is obviously transgender, okay? It's Starbucks. And even if you didn't know anything about Starbucks when you went in there, you worked for 2 years. You know, right? And it's Starbucks. People go to Starbucks because they like the coffee. I don't like Starbucks personally. I don't like the coffee. I prefer other coffee, and yet sometimes it's the only option. I'll go to Starbucks. Besides, their frappuccinos are delicious. Let's just be honest about that. There's always a transgender person working there. Sometimes more than one. Let me see if I can get through this paragraph. The ex-employee said she was willing to call the transgender identifying staffer by name and avoid the use of pronouns altogether. Done. I've talked about this with people privately, with, on podcasts publicly. This is such a non-issue. This transgender pronoun thing is the nothingest of nothing burgers we have ever seen, I think. You don't want to call someone you think is a he. You don't want to call that person a she. Great. Call him Samantha. Call them whatever their name is. They got a legal name. Call them that. Now, if you say, yeah, but they changed that name to a woman's name, well, you're a fool. You're a fool, and you're, again, unhirable. So you've made your own bet there. But, yeah, don't use gendered pronouns. This is it. No one is making you use gendered pronouns. There is no law, there is no rule in any college forcing you to use gendered pronouns. And if anyone says so, they're lying. Or maybe they're from some country that is not the United States. And even then, I'd say they're lying. they're either lying or they are misguided, because this is such an issue. And so they want to feel this persecution. They want to be able to say the state is making me lie and call them the wrong pronoun. No, they're not. You've got at least two good options. You can just call them by name. When you refer to them, you can refer to them by their name. Done. Nothing burger eaten. Done. Empty calories. You know what else you can use? They. Before transgender was a word, grammar allowed us to use they as an indefinite pronoun for an individual. Did you know that? Of course you knew that. But Christians don't want to use the person's name or the indefinite pronoun that is perfectly acceptable and been in use in grammar forever. They. No one gets their feathers ruffled with they. No. They want to use gendered pronouns, and they want to use the wrong one. They want to make an issue of this where there is no issue. They have to go out of their way to turn this into an issue. Did you notice how I used they right there? And when I talk about this individual, what did I say? Her name was, I don't care. They're just trying to find an issue. Did you see how I used they there? I didn't have to use she. I had a couple of options. Her name, if I didn't know her name, I'd use they. We're done. We're done. We've been done with this podcast since the title. more quotes here. The ex-employee said she was willing to call a transgender identifying staffer by name and avoid the use of pronouns altogether because her Christian faith didn't allow her to lie. Shut the fuck up. I cannot lie. I never lie. I have never lied. They're trying to make me lie. Shut up. such a good one. That means if I see you are a man, first of all, how do you see that they're a man? Just curious. Adam's apple thing isn't always the best indication. If I see that you're a man, what are you looking for? A package in your pants? How are you running that test exactly? Anyway. If I see you are a man and I call you a woman, that is lying, she explained. That is identifying you as something that God did not create you to be. Stop right there. Again, you're done. We're done. There's no case here. There's no there. Because we don't care what you think God made a person as. We don't care what you think God created. We don't believe in God. Starbucks doesn't need to believe in God. They don't need to give a damn what God created a person to be. So now you want to impose what you think that God created a person to be as a condition of your employment. You are unhireable. No one gives a damn about this. Please bring this to court. I want to hear this case. I want to see how it goes. But are you kidding me? And it's identifying you as something that Satan wants to identify you as. And Satan's ultimate goal is to confuse you and deceive you about your identity. That's Satan's ultimate goal, really? How did you know that was Satan's ultimate goal? Where did you get that from? What Bible verse did you get that from? But here in one paragraph, you pretend to know what God is thinking and what Satan is thinking. You are a fucking nut job. Nut job. And you are unhireable. even by Christians, even by other nut jobs, because it's only a matter of time before you go off on them because they're doing something that God didn't create us to be. You fool. Yeah. We just can't take that kind of dishonesty lightly. Let's see if there's anything else I want to pick out here. With all those factors combined, she reflected, I say respectfully, hey, I'm willing to call you by your name. I'm willing to avoid using pronouns, but it's against my faith to lie and say that you're a woman if I know you're a man. Great, so do it. Why aren't you doing it? Why didn't you do it? Starbucks is not making you do anything else, so why aren't you doing that? What's your problem? Did you make a stink about it at work? Because that's part of the complaint that several people at work accused her of homophobic and let's see, the word wasn't aggressive, but harassing behavior at work. Just looking at her statements, yes, she did it. I have no doubt. She's guilty of all that. Trice, she is unhirable. Let me show you another option that she had. Oh, wait a minute, this one little paragraph. As predicted, I got fired. You see, she had a dream the night before she got fired that she was going to get fired. Like this was some miraculous vision. Let me tell you, this is not a miraculous vision. You know what the company policy is. You know what you have been doing. Of course, you know. You've probably had a dream every night that you were going to get fired because you know who you are and what you did, what you've been doing. And so, you know, she got fired. As predicted, I got fired. She said, I'm not saying this to bash my old coworkers or my old manager. I actually had a lot of fun with them, and I love them. And all I want to see is for them to be in heaven. Hey, if I got any friends like this, let me just ask you a big favor. Stop wanting me to be in heaven. All right, because if that means you've got to harass me while I'm trying to do my goddamn job about things that you think I'm doing that aren't in keeping with how God created me, fuck you. How about that as an option? How about you go get pegged? There's an option for you. Let me tell you the other option she had. This was supposed to be short. Let me tell you the other option she had. She could have quit. She worked there for 2 years. She knew what the policies were. And there were no issues with the policies. 2 years because she wanted the money. And the nice, friendly, young, hip environment for work. You know what she could have done? She could have quit and went to work someplace else. Because Starbucks isn't the only job in Arizona. They're not the only job in Arizona that would have given her some credits toward tuition. She could have just left because once she saw that that company was a den of Satan's, she could have left. But she didn't want to leave, and she didn't want to call people by their name, and she didn't want to use an indefinite pronoun. She wanted an issue, as all of the people who are complaining about this transgender thing do. They just want the issue. They don't want to do the thing that would be the solution that would make it a nothing burger. They want the issue, and so she's got the issue. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I really hope she's on welfare for the rest of her life. She is unhirable. And so my advice to any employers in the state of Arizona, don't hire her. So, yeah, you know what to do. SkepticsAndSeekers.squarespace.com. Just log in your Discuss account, discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.